present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask these four clever exponents of the game to try and talk for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. If one of the other three think he's guilty or she is guilty of doing this, they may challenge by pressing a buzzer which they have in their hand. If I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point and take over the subject. If I disagree with the challenge, whoever is speaking will gain a point and keep the subject and continue. That is the way we play, and that's the way we score. And let us begin the show this week with Andre Melle. Andre, the subject is avoiding income tax. That's got a reaction from the audience already. But can you talk to us about it, Andre, for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something that people who don't pay as you earn, but are supposed to cough up after they have, are very good at doing. There are several ways. One is by appearing absolutely idiotic and moronic and writing to the Inland Revenue saying...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
Hesitation, I'm saying.
No, you said
no,
deviation.
No, I said,
first.
I meant hesitation. I stumbled over the word. I meant hesitation.
He stumbled over the word.
You stumbled over the word, and Andre has been away from us for a long time, and so I'm going to be very tough with you, Clement, because you said repetition
quite
first.
A good decision.
What a sporting player you are, Clement. We love having you around. I'm going to disagree with the challenge because his first word was repetition, and Andre gains a point and keeps the subject. There are 42 seconds left, Andre, for avoiding income tax, starting now.
You begin the letter by saying, "Dear Commissioner, I'm terribly sorry I haven't yet paid, but I don't quite understand about those dependent relatives and other sources of income, and if you could just..."
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Oh, income is on... It was a repeat of income, but I see it's on the...
It is one of the...
So she gets another point.
Yes. You are allowed to repeat, I must
say. Yes, yes, it does. No,
I know you know that, but there
right.
might be somebody listening who doesn't.
No, you're absolutely right.
I haven't said it yet. There might be somebody listening who doesn't know that you are allowed to repeat the subject on the card more than once. And so Clement Freud was a bit too keen with his buzzer then, which means that Andre Melle gets another point and continues for 32 seconds, avoiding income tax, starting now.
A very good ploy is to say that you're very willing to pay, but not going to do it just now. And you go on avoiding the fatal day, if possible, until after you're dead. Then...
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged
what? Station.
It was very doubtful. I think she was taking a breath. I don't think she quite hesitated. She was very close to it, so I disagree with the challenge. Andre gets another point, and there are 18 seconds left, Andre, for avoiding income tax, starting now.
When the requests get redder and redder, a very good idea.
Derek Nimmo, you challenged.
Well, redder and redder.
Everybody challenged. Your buzzer came on first. So redder and redder is repetition, and there are 16 seconds left, Derek. A point to you. You take over, avoiding income tax, starting now.
I used to go along and see my commissioner in Lime Street in Liverpool, with a great big paper bag full of bus tickets and old...
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Hesitation.
He's being too keen. He got in on something else and then he decided... I think he was actually anticipating the fact that Derek was going to say something else. No, he didn't hesitate, Clement, so Derek gets another point. No. He did not hesitate. And he keeps the subject with 10 seconds left for avoiding income tax, Derek, starting now.
I always put down on my income tax form that I have 7 wives, 48 children...
Andre Melle, why have you challenged?
A repetition of marriage.
Oh, very clever. All right, give her a... The audience obviously agree that you should have a point there for a clever challenge, but he's not, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject on the card.
A repetition, I said.
No, it's too late now. You've got a point for being clever, but the subject stays with Derek, with 4 seconds left, avoiding income tax, starting now.
If you set up a company in the Cayman Islands, you will find this most advantageous.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
The Cayman Islands.
Why?
He must mean the Cayman Islands, and it was deviation from the norm of the word. There are no Cayman Islands.
That's right.
There's Cayman
Pepper. It's the Cayman Islands. You're quite right. Well, well done, Clement. So you gain a point for that. With 2 seconds left, Clement, avoiding income tax, starting now.
Ideally, you do this by not working.
I think,
Well, Clement Freud achieved then very cleverly what he often endeavours to do, and that is to get in just before the whistle goes. The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. So, Clement, at the end of that round, André Melle has a commanding lead of 2 over everybody else. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? Things that come through the post. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Now, if ever this should happen to you, I want you to write immediately to the Postmaster General, because it is absolutely illegal to send things through the post, especially when they come. This is entirely against the public interest. It is disgusting. It's wrong. And if you do...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
He stated it's illegal. It's deviation. He stated it's illegal to send things through the post. Of course it's not.
It's not illegal to send things through the post in the way that he was putting it. It is not illegal, therefore it is devious, Clement. So Kenneth gains a point and he takes over the subject. What you were describing is not illegal. Therefore, Kenneth, I don't think it's possible. It's certainly not illegal. There are 37 seconds, Kenneth, for you. Things that come through the post starting now.
Well, of course, books are one of the things that come through my letterbox, and I greatly welcome them because I am an avid reader, and I always say to the postman, oh, thank you for bringing this brief chronicle, because I'm deeply grateful, trudging as you do through the early morning mist and cold, sometimes wet, and yet unfailingly 8:15, rat, tat, and through the box it comes.
I must say, you had us all on tenterhooks then. Any minute I thought you were going to dry, especially when you got to a rat tat. He's the only person who gets a rat tat on his door because he plays his game. Everyone else has a rat tat tat. Anyway, well done, Kenneth. You kept going and you gained a point for speaking when the whistle went, and you are now equal in second place alongside Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo, but you're all three behind our lady who is still in the lead, André Melle.
Disgraceful.
It's not. It's brilliant. It is not.
Ah, it's got a bad twist.
Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Subject is Saturday Night. Can you talk to us about Saturday Night for 60 seconds, starting now?
It is generally associated in this country with a sort of free-for-all, doubtless because the working week has ended and people throw off restraint. Saturday is derived from day of Saturn, and night I need not interpret for you. And it is significant that Saturnalia is the feast of unbridled pleasure, where you really let your hair down and throw your bonnet, so to speak, over the windmill. This seems very prevalent, I've noticed, around Piccadilly on the aforementioned...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Deviation, there's no windmill in Piccadilly. Yes,
I think you quite well established, throw your bonnet over the windmill, and then you went on to Piccadilly. So, Derek, you gain a point, and the subject, and there are 11 seconds left for Saturday Night. Oh, no, wait a minute. You said, so to speak, over the windmill, so you didn't establish that it was the specific
windmill. That a reality of a windmill, exactly.
And not a reality of a windmill.
No.
So, yeah, that's right. Therefore, we disagree with the challenge, and Kenneth gets another point, and he keeps...
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, though? Very good, Chairman.
12 seconds left for Saturday Night, Kenneth, starting now.
Sometimes it's been called the loneliest night of the week, and that has been, on one or two occasions, my own experience. I have sat alone...
Well, Kenneth was speaking then when the whistle went, so he gains yet another point.
And he's now into the lead.
Into the lead, equal with André Melle.
Oh, again.
Derek Nimmo, you once had cramp in the middle of a programme. You once had pins and needles in the middle of a programme. And this time, Ian Messett has chosen pins and needles for you. Can you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, of course, pins and needles are very sharp objects, both of them, really. I think particularly... pins are very amusing bits of wire that you can poke into an adjacent bottom if you happen to see one coming by. I do find that rather a lark, you know, really. Needles can be similarly placed if you feel like it. And one thing I saw once on a train coming down from the Outer Hebrides was a man...
Clement Roy, why have you charged?
There's no train service to the Outer Hebrides.
I think on this occasion, Derek, you quite firmly established the train was coming down from the Outer Hebrides, so I agree that is deviation. Clement Freud has a point, and there are 37 seconds for pins and needles, Clement, starting now.
This is a strange muscular sensation which you get from time to occasion when the entire leg, arm, or other limb is pulsating with an extraordinarily painful feeling, causing you as often as not to jump up and down, to leap sideways and thence, to...
Kenneth Williams, Charlie hesitation, yes, he was doing so well. I think it was almost deserved a bonus that time and occasion. Anyway, Kenneth, you gain a point, and you take over the subject with 8 seconds left for pins and needles, starting now.
One of the favourite pastimes of a person I knew was to take a piece of material for ornament.
Well, as Kenneth Williams was speaking then, when the whistle went, he gains yet another point, and he increases his lead to 3 over everybody else at the end of that round.
Oh, isn't it good, though?
Andre Melly, your turn to begin. The subject is books I read twice. Can you talk to us about those books, Andre, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Apply Dapply and Other Nursery Rhymes, Bar Bar and Father Christmas.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Repetition of Bar.
Yes, you shouldn't have chosen that one. That is, unfortunately, repetition because it was... unfortunately, being so near the beginning. Derek, you have a point, and you have 54 seconds for books I read twice, starting now.
A.P. James Smith's History
Andre Melly, you challenge.
A hesitation.
Yes,
the
I think
there
was a hesitation, yes. Oh, it was just. Well. It was borderline, but it was just. 51 seconds left for you, Andre, to take back books I read twice, starting now.
Peter Rabbit and Two Bad Mice. These are the kind of books I have to read.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Two Bad Mice, repetition.
Yes, but she wasn't deviating from books I read twice. Two Bad Mice might sound repetitious, but all that happens is Andre gets another point because she wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject. And therefore, there are 47 seconds to continue, Andre, starting now.
Because my daughter, who is 2.5, likes to hear a book several times read by me. I'm particularly fond of Apply Dapply, which is the shortest.
Clement Freud got in first.
Well, we've had an Apply Dapply.
Yes, we've had Apply Dapply before, unfortunately. So, Clement,
well, she was reading it
challenge.
Twice.
What's that?
I said she was reading it twice.
Yes, but she's not allowed to say it twice in this program. Therefore, Clement, you gain a point. You take over the subject. 36 seconds left. Books I read twice, starting now.
I'm not particularly repetitious, and there are therefore few books I have read twice.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, within the rules, repetition.
It's what, Clement? Justify. Go on, try if you can. Justify.
It's the subject on the card.
The subject on the card is books I read twice.
Yes.
Go on, justify.
The only words I repeated were the words on the card.
Books I read twice.
Oh, it's
brilliant.
Oh, it's absolutely
brilliant.
You
did say half.
Really? What's that, Derek?
He did say half as well.
He said books, I read twice.
I have read.
Oh, yes, he did. I'm sorry, Clement.
You can't give it for half. You just said one can't give
you
it
said
for
have twice.
Yes.
Yes, well, that is repetition.
But
it's
you
not
said
on the card.
You don't get it for little words like that.
I'll tell you what I will do. No, no. Tell you what I will do. I think it was such a clever try, and rather than give a point either against you or for you for your cleverness, we'll score no points. I think that's the fair thing. Don't you agree, audience?
Yes.
Very fair, because it was a very clever piece of... and we love to hear new thoughts coming into the programme. So, Clement, you continue with the subject. There are 37 seconds left for books I read twice, starting now.
Re-reading Oliver Twist, I did find it an extraordinarily objectionable...
Derek Nimmo, you challenge. Why?
Well, I thought a pause, but I'm sure that I'm on a losing wicket.
You're not, actually. There was a very doubtful hesitation which I gave against you, and this was a borderline case which I consider was just, but only just, hesitation. So, Derek, you gain a point, and there are 20 seconds left for books I read twice, starting now.
The book that I read twice most recently was A.P. Fitzherbert's wonderful account of railways in the Outer Hebrides. This was a book that gave me enormous pleasure.
Clement Freud could challenge twice.
Deviation.
Why, Clement?
The book does not exist, nor do the railways.
Well, I can only assume, as the railways don't exist, the book cannot exist. So, therefore, I must assume...
That is written by A.P. Jones Smith earlier on.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get as far as everybody said. That, that was going for the history of the Cayman Islands.
I know what was going on in Derek's mind. I must explain, because one gets to know them fairly well. He was so needled about this decision that went against him when he was not allowed to take his train for the Outer Hebrides, he had to get back on the subject and
There were trains in the Outer Hebrides. They were
yes, closed. But there wasn't a book by A.P. Jones on the trains in the Outer Hebrides.
Prove it.
What?
Prove it.
Fortunately, I'm not obliged to prove it. And secondly, I haven't got the time. I'm going to stick my neck out and give a point to Clement Freud and say, there are 12 seconds left for books I read twice, Clement, starting now.
Martin Chuzzlewit in bed when I took up the volume and turned
Andre
the pages.
Andre Mary, why do you chat?
A sort of hesitation when he took it up.
There was a sort of hesitation when he took it up, but it was...
You can't keep challenging on this sort of hesitation. Either somebody hesitates or they don't. I mean, what are we doing? A sort of hesitation. Well, a slight hesitation. Well, are we having hesitation as a rule?
She's having
not?
Hesitation, but she was modestly suggesting it was a borderline case, and I quite agree. And I'm not going to be the final judge. I'm going to ask the audience judge, do you think that Clement Freud was hesitating? If you do, will you cheer? And if you don't, will you boo? And you all do it together now. Boo, you don't think he was hesitating, so Clement Freud gains a point, and there are 7 seconds left for books I read twice, starting now.
Dickens, Reacquainted, comes out of it extraordinarily well. Everything that he put pen to paper to is somehow...
I must say, it is difficult sometimes, because, you see, if you think it's hesitation and you don't challenge, it might be a long hesitation and someone else will press their buzzer first. It's very difficult when they're challenging. But Clement Freud gains another point for speaking when the whistle went, and he's now has a lead of 1 over Kenneth Williams, who's in second place at the end of that round. Clement, it is your turn to begin. The subject is cigarettes. I'm sure you can talk eloquently about them. 60 seconds will do, starting now.
These would appear to be tobacco rolled in bits of paper, now and again sporting filters at one end. The idea of the game, I have heard, I don't indulge myself, is to place the filter end in your mouth.
Derek Nimmer, why do you
challenge? Repetition of filter.
Yes, we've had filter twice, Derek. Clement, so Derek, you gain a point. There are 43 seconds left for cigarettes, starting now.
It's absolutely filthy reason. I really loathe them more than I can possibly say on this programme, but I'm going to have a jolly good go. I once tried one behind the bicycle shed at school and loathed it more than anyone has in been for coming round the mountain when she comes, singing, aye, aye, yippee, yippee. What?
Andre challenged you when you were on your bicycle in the tool shed.
Because he, more than and more than.
You mean he hesitated?
No, he repeated.
He repeated, more than,
I'm
more
saying
than.
Saying it definitely,
yes, he definitely
said more
repeated.
Than, more than.
He also hesitated too, but it was the more than. You're quite right, Andre, you gain a point, and there are 32 seconds left for cigarettes, starting now.
These can be bought in packets of 10 and sometimes 20 and seem to cost more money every day.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
No, I disagree. It was too slight. Andre, you gain another point, and there are 36 seconds left for cigarettes, starting now.
You light one end and...
that time it was. Kenneth Williams, you've challenged. Yes. Kenneth, you gain a point. There are 24 seconds left for cigarettes, starting now.
This is an actual fact. The famous Austrian novelist, Musil, said... Life is so terrible, the only thing to do is to smoke. Now, I consider that almost a despairing cry from the heart to have a tinge of great truth therein. And I feel a sympathetic...
You've quite distressed us with your little homily on...
On Musil.
Musil, yes, thank you very
rather
much.
Beautiful, eh?
But it has gained you 2 points.
Oh, good.
And you now have a lead of 1 over Clemmer Freud at the
end
of the
round. All right, all right.
But Andre Nelly clapped up, too, and oh, she's in second place.
Well, I got her in the first place.
Alongside Clement Freud, and Derek Nemo's trailing a little in... Well, he'll be in third place because they're equal in second place. Very interesting, I think, we're all non-smokers on this programme, aren't we? There we are, but nobody went off about it. Kenneth Williams, Ptolemy the First. Can you talk about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, of course, after the death of Alexander the Great, the generals under him had a sort of carve-up, so to speak, of the territory that was left, and he grabbed Egypt, founded what I believe is known as the 31st dynasty of that ancient country. Indeed, Cleopatra the Famous married one of his ancestors.
Derek Nemo's Thomas White.
Well, he was supposed to be talking about the first king of that name. He then started talking about Cleopatra, who founded a different dynasty.
Yes, she did, but he was not deviating from the subject in the car because he was still keeping close to Ptolemy the First. So he was not deviating from the subject, therefore I disagree with the challenge. Kenneth gains a point, and there are 32 seconds left, starting now.
And to his credit, it must be said that he built the vast Temple of the Muses in Alexandria, wherein was housed the wonderful library, which, of course, could have been said in its time to have rivaled the Bodleian, though, of course, doubt very much. I've said, of course, twice.
Andre Nelly, challenge twice.
Ken said he said, of course, twice.
Yes. You've got to keep going, don't you?
I know, I'm too
chance.
Clever for myself. That's the challenge.
Andre Nelly, you gain a point on the subject. Ptolemy the First, 9 seconds left, starting now.
He was about 18 inches long with a green tail.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
Why?
Because he wasn't.
She don't know. She might have had a Ptolemy the First who was 18 inches long with a green tail. You can call anybody Ptolemy the First if you want to, couldn't you? We don't know. You were too keen. Andre has another point, and there are 6 seconds left for Ptolemy the First. Andre, starting now.
A lizard by that name that belonged to my older brother George, who got pneumonia in Liverpool, and we put him by the fire.
At the end of that round, a dramatic change. Andre Melly has leapt into the lead, one ahead of Kenneth, who is just ahead of Clement, who is just ahead of Derek Nimmo. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. Ham rolls. Can you talk to us about those for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, anyone who's lived anywhere near that wonderful house by Richmond will know how wonderful the ham rolls is.
Kenneth Williams, challenge
first. Well, wonderful did occur twice.
Yes, wonderful did occur twice.
I'm afraid.
So that is repetition. Kenneth gains a point. And there are 53 seconds left for ham rolls, starting now.
They're pieces of bread you so separate, and they do provide a most refreshing repast. Some people actually add a little mustard to give it piquancy, so to speak, you see. And I've had them very often during rehearsals because I think the mixture of protein with starch does do you good.
In the theatre, of course, ham has always been taken to mean overacting, and the role, well, that is self-explanatory. So in the
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Well, deviation, because it's not self-explanatory.
Who can say whether a word is self-explanatory or not? I disagree with the challenge. Kenneth gains a point. And there are 1 second left for ham roll, starting now.
Put them in the picnic basket and wrap up in lovely paper.
I'm afraid we have to finish the programme at that particular moment because we have no more time left. Derek Nimmo was this week surprisingly in fourth place, because he isn't very often. Andre Melly was in a very strong third place, only 1 point behind Clement Freud, who was only 2 points behind this week's winner, who is once again Kenneth Williams.
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, happy day, happy day. Worthy, a worthy victory. Truly worthy.
Thank you. Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman, man of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett. Thank you.